All three things now should give you the most amazing look at what you bring to the table all the time, because you are all incredibly valuable, and now you're going to know it beyond the shadow of a doubt. So knowing that, it's time to shine, ladies.
Welcome to the 4 a.m. Report. On this podcast, we dish about fresh-pressed, fun marketing. If you're stressed out and awake at night again, wondering what to do, you found your joy. I'm your host, Susan Diaz, podcasting founder, humor junkie, observer of human behavior patterns, and mom. Each week, we break down the latest headlines at the intersection of marketing and entertainment.
Today, I really want to focus on the idea of value. And to speak to us about that, we have our speaker, Charlene Norman. Hi, Charlene.
Hi there.
Charlene is an advisor to business owners and founders, and she is really all about growing and scaling. She has a deep affinity for women. And I'm excited in particular to announce that she's coming up with her next podcast, which is called, I love this name, Exploring Compassionate Capitalism. So I've spoken often about how I love the idea that more women are getting into the podcasting space, because we are scarce. We are really, really scarce. So Charlene can speak to us about some of that. Specifically, I'm excited today because I chatted with her in the past about the idea of value on a few occasions. And I think she has some things to offer us. If you think about in the average LinkedIn post or in the average Instagram post, everyone's like, oh, you must offer value. Like, what does that mean? Like, I mean, and how does it go deeper into the multiple layers of the iceberg? And so I'm going to give it to you, Charlene. Talk to us.
Thank you so much. Before I begin, I want to say two things. The first thing is, I personally never, ever, ever had a problem with self-worth or value in my career or when I first started being an entrepreneur. I hate that term, being my own business owner. Okay. I never had it. But I lost it completely when I spent 3 or 4 years being a caregiver to my mom. So playing PSW, suddenly I wasn't working. I was not contributing to a family household. I'd always been number one moneymaker. I lost all that. And I never trained to be a nurse. So I lost it. 6 weeks after my mom passed, I got hit with viral infection, streptococcal meningitis, blah, blah. What it does is it sucks all the energy out of your spine and your brain, all the oxygen out of your spine and your brain. Well, we kind of need some oxygen. So what it did was it gifted me, and I use this term deliberately, 2 seizures, 2 strokes, and a week in a coma. So going from caregiver down to invalid. And then I had a year of physical rehab and a couple of years of mental rehab. And I'm sharing this for one reason only. Every single one of us at some point in our lives is going to suffer from, I'm not worth anything. Oh my God, everything's been taken away. What value do I bring to the world? So what I'm bringing to you today is everything that I personally learned. I don't have a problem with my value. I don't have a problem with my self-worth. And I'm doing it because in my line of work, I notice women more than men seem to get stuck more frequently. And I'm hoping that what I share with you today, you're going to keep. And on those days that you're feeling kind of yucky, pull it out and say, damn, that's exactly it. So that is my objective. Can we take 2 seconds and just get grounded? Because I want you to focus on yourself. And my favorite exercise to ground is to breathe in deep for 4, hold for 4, and breathe out noisily for 4, and do that 3 times. And we just go, so I'm going to breathe in 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 1, 2, 3, 4. Let it out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's do that one more time. Breathe in. One, two, three, four. Hold. One, two, three, four. Let it out. One, two, three, four. Last time. Deep breath in, out for four. One, two, three, four. Hold. One, two, three, four. Let it out. One, two, three, four. At the very least, that should stop the chatter that's going on in your brain. It's not going to make it perfectly grounded, but it'll stop some of the chatter. So now you can focus on what's important, and what's most important right now is you. So there are seven signs of whether you know your value and your self-worth. Just seven. Number one, you have positive self-esteem. Number two, you recognize the difference that you make. Number three, you see yourself as a peer. Number four, you do not undercharge for your services. Number five, you are clear about your values. Number six, you are engaged in work that is exciting and fulfilling. And the last one, you believe that you are good enough. Now, I never expect anyone to have all seven on every single day. But if you are going to have solid value and a solid sense of your self-worth, you're going to have a majority of them. It's a little silly, in my opinion, to think you're going to have all of them. But I want you to pay attention to one thing. There is nothing here that talks about you making $1 million. There is nothing here that says you've got gazillions of customers all wanting everything that you've got. There's nothing here that says you have a mega TV deal.
Money does not enter into your value and your self-esteem. And our world is so screwed up, in my humble opinion, because for far too long, money and more money has been the pinnacle of value. And I say that because what do? We go, oh my goodness, he's a millionaire. Look at him. Or he's just donated money over there. And it's always a he, right? And oh my God, their names are on the side of the building and they have a huge house and a fancy car. And my favorite, my absolute all-time favorite is football, baseball, hockey, and basketball. Apparently, all those guys are all incredibly valuable for chasing balls. Seriously, for chasing balls. And what happens is you see nothing, you hear nothing in the world about looking after kids, raising kids, or playing domestic goddess or domestic engineer, whichever way you want to look at it. Nothing is ever about looking after fellow humans. Not once does that ever hit the value chain. And the pandemic said, oh, well, they're essential workers and they have to be really important. And we love them and they're valuable and we never thought about them. But now that the pandemic is over, hey, it's back to money again, right? No. I'm here to say your value is intangible. Your worth is tied up in your self-confidence, and your value is in the belief that you hold about yourself. When we understand our own value, we're able to add value to our clients, our family, and our community. And here's two or three of the biggest lessons that I learned. Number one, your value has nothing to do with the money that you contribute to your household. Absolutely zip, zero, nada. Your value has everything to do with the person you are. And the last one is, your value does not decrease based on some turkey brain who doesn't get you. Your value does not have anything to do with the turkey brains who think that you're worthless. Nothing. Your value has everything to do with what's inside of you. So I'm going to ask you to pull out 2 pieces of paper, 8.5 by 11. Just grab 2 pieces of paper. And if you don't like writing, then call up on your computer on the side, Word. Either way, Doesn't matter, two blank pieces of paper or Word, because I'm going to get you to do this exercise to show you just how freaking valuable you really are. The exercise that we're going to go through right now is to show ourselves, just ourselves, the incredible value that we all bring to the table of our clients, our family, our friends, and our community. And this is what we have accumulated over the 30, 40, 50 years that we have been living so far. So it's tough for me to go against the old paradigm of wealth. It's tough for me to say, oh yeah, you know, money is not important, but I know money is important. So we're going to take this exercise and it's all about money. First page is called the positives. So positives at the top. The second page is called the negatives. We're going to start on the positives first. And you're going to put a line down the center. So we've got two columns on both pages. On the left-hand side, I'm going to give you a phrase. On the right-hand side, you're going to put a dollar value. And that dollar value is going to be based on how much you spent, how much your parents spent, how much your husband spent, your company spent, your favorite aunt spent. I don't care who spent. Somebody invested in you. And it's not a case of you doing your own money. It's a case of what value has come in to you. So we're going to start on the positives. And the first thing we're going to do is the first line, formal education. In the right-hand column, how much money was invested in your formal education? So the second column is professional development. So think back to all the courses that you have taken over the last 20 years, 30 years. Doesn't matter whether you paid for them or not, somebody paid for them. Put an estimate down. Every single professional development course. Estimates are fine. What I don't want you to do, I don't want you to underestimate. And it's okay if you say, well, hell, it's at least $500,000, go with $500,000. Okay, it's at least $1 million, go with $1 million. Don't worry. Next thing, career highlights. Every one of you had a promotion. That promotion came with some money. If you're like most women, that promotion was not what a man would make. So I want you to use what a man would make, not what you made, what a man would have got. Everyone has promotions. Every woman I know never got what a man got. So I want you to put down what the man got. If you had five promotions, put down the five ranges. If you had bonuses, put down the five bonuses that you might have gotten. And again, if you're comfortable with the bonus that you got, put that down. But if you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, some jerk-faced guy got more money than you did, put down what the jerk-faced guy got. Put down the market value at that time. Okay, think back to the huge outcomes that you got when you were working for someone else. Everyone brought in more money to the bottom line of the corporation, more customers, more accounts, more this, more that. Put those down. What was it that made you special when you were working for someone else? What did you personally bring in? Now think back to you started your own business. What have you invested in your own business? And this is where your coaching comes in. So there's an investment that you made into the startup of it. Then there's the ongoing investment that you made to make sure your tech was right and your intellectual property was right and the various these, that, and the other things. And then the coaching that you took on. And this should be a big number. And it's not just the very beginning. It's through the years. So we're talking a time period here. So now, every woman I know has won some kind of an award for business. We don't necessarily think in terms that it was an award and it was nothing. And we often say, well, it was nothing. Oh, it was just this, that. But you won some kind of an award. Maybe you won a whole pile of awards. What were they worth? Some of you probably wrote books. What's the book worth? Some of you may have developed courses. What's the course worth? Maybe some of you did a TV show. What's the TV show worth? And for those of you that have podcasts, what's your podcast worth? You've also received, maybe, amazing press. What's that worth? That's your professional side. Now we're going to go to your personal side. Somewhere along the line, I'm going to say most of you got married. What was that worth? If you got divorced, that we cover that off later, but I just want to talk about a marriage. What was the marriage worth to you? What are your kids worth to you? Now, some of you may have spent some time looking after your parents. What was that investment? The last category is your community. So in the community, a lot of women, a lot of guys too, but a lot of women do volunteer work. They may donate money or they may donate time. Over the last 20 or 30 years, how much have you done giving back to your community? This is the first cut of the positives. I would like you to add up the number and don't share the number. Just add up whatever is on that page. What I want to draw home is that number should be huge. This is your first cut, and we're going really quickly. But I promise you, you're going to look at this maybe tonight, or maybe in a week, or maybe in a month, and your brain is going, well, wait a minute, what about this? And what about this? And you're going to go back to this list, and you're going to refine it. And you're going to, ultimately, it may take you a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, but you will come up with a solid number. So I'm asking an awful lot of you today. I fully acknowledge that. And I'm giving you permission to not have a complete number. It's okay, but you will go back to this. Okay, can we go on to the second page, the negatives? So, number one, did you ever sacrifice or put yourself second for your husband, your kids, your colleagues in your corporate world, and your business? Did you ever put yourself second? If you put yourself second, and I'll give you one example, two examples that you may, or it may jog something. In your corporate life, if you ever wanted to put something in and you said, okay, I will do it with you. You had no intention of cutting back on here and here, but you said, I will do it with you because you knew that moving people along, you had to be part of it. That cost you something. What was it? So that's one. And the second one that I have seen more and more with COVID is many women business owners chose not to take any money out of their company. They said, I will pay my existing people first and I will make myself last. So that's what I'm asking. Have you ever sacrificed or put yourself second anywhere? What did that cost you? The next one, did you ever fail a course? Did you ever fail university? Did you ever lose your job? I mean, I think everyone I know has lost their job at some point. What did that cost you? Did you ever lose money on an investment strategy? Did you ever lose money in your business? And when I say lose money, I'm saying, did you launch a product and it was a dud? Did you have a bunch of red ink through no fault of your own or through fault of your own? Did you ignore a piece in your business and it kind of withered and died? Let's be really honest. I'm not asking anyone to share your answers with anybody. I'm just saying, just be honest with yourself. Did you ever have a divorce? What did that cost you? Did you ever lose close family members? What did that cost you? I've heard horror stories where the remaining members had to pay gobs and gobs and gobs of money to settle estates, to settle burial things, to settle whatever nasty disputes that took place. Money never materialized. That's what I'm referring to there. If you lost close family members, did you lose anything? Have you ever had a nasty health scare? What did that cost you? Did you ever have to uproot your life for something? Did you have to sell your house for whatever reason that you weren't expecting? Did you have to move? Did you have to relocate to a different country? Did something happen that all of a sudden your life that was got changed? If you wanted to do that, that goes into the positive category. If you have to do it, it goes into the negative category. Did you ever have a bankruptcy or a financial ruin? What did that cost you? And did you ever have any other negative experience that I've not covered off that cost you money? Okay, now I want you to add up all the negatives. How much value is the negatives? And if you finish adding up the positives and the negatives, and you've put everything that you possibly can on those two lists, now I want you to add up both of those numbers. Add up both the positives and the negatives. So that number, whatever that number is that each one of you has, if you want to put a price on the value and the worth that you bring to the table today for your clients, for your family, for your community, that number is what you are worth. And in my experience, I have yet to meet a woman that number is not $1 million. And why I'm really, really, really honing in on this is all that stuff that we just very quickly went through, and over the next week, month, whatever, you're going to fine tune. All that stuff is baked into your DNA. And all that stuff, whether you acknowledge it or not, is what you bring to the table. And all that stuff is what you draw upon with everything that you think, say, and do. We don't think that way. We do not look at ourselves as this monetary thing. I don't like looking at a human being in terms of a monetary value, but that, for all intents and purposes, is the minimum value that you bring all the time. And what I've noticed with women in particular, we do not value our ideas. Because our ideas, we all say the same thing. Well, it's not special. I just came up with it. It's not that special. And besides, if I come up with it, anyone can come up with it. And that is so not true. Because if we actually opened this up and said to one another, so tell me about the biggest surprise you have, or the biggest horrid thing that you see is happening, everybody's going to be different. And that's my point. Every one of us has ideas. We assimilate those ideas and we bring them forth based on this whole equation that we just went through. And everybody's stuff is valuable. We just don't see it. And we've never been conditioned to be shown how valuable that we are. And we've never been taught how to make handsome money off of those ideas that we have that are festering around, that we say, well, it's nothing special. And if there's one thing I want to leave with you today, is whatever ideas you have running around your head, they're all damn good. So I want you to look at that number again, and I want you to take a deep breath and say that number to yourself, because you are worth so much more than you ever believed, right? Now, the coolest thing is guys can't do this. Guys don't even know how to do this. And what I said to you before is, It doesn't matter about the jerk faces that don't appreciate your value. You now know your value and you can stand very solidly in your shoes and say, screw off, guys. You don't know what's in here. So the last piece that I'm going to ask you to do is going to feel very strange for most of you, because what I'm going to do is I want you to come up with a list of all your amazing personal characteristics, your personal ones. Now, you're going to do this alone because I'm basically going to ask you to brag. And women are not supposed to brag. Women are not supposed to talk about how wonderful they are. And typically, we always talk about what a great employee we are, or maybe what makes us a great boss, or maybe what makes us as a great client resource. But that is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is personally, in your heart, in your soul, in the essence of you, there are some amazing secret sauce characteristics that you take for granted. But your world that you operate in loves you for them. And that's what I want you to pull out. So I'm satisfying both, but I really want you to pay attention to your personal characteristics. And here's why. We're all going to die one day, aren't we? We're all going to die. And what's the thing, what happens when we die? People give us eulogies, and eulogies are all about how amazing we are. It's never about how much money we made. It's never about the impact that we made on the world. It's always about what individual strange quirks people found delightful about us. Sometimes idiots talk nasty things, but generally it's all about our personal values. It's what makes us cool. And I want to give you the opportunity to understand yourself, what your secret sauce is. I want you to really focus in on, this is why I'm so cool. This is why people love me. This is why they find me irresistible and valuable. And this one is going to take some time. And that's why I'm saying do it on your own. I'm going to end right there and say, what we covered was, what is the going definition of your value and your self-worth? Then we covered how much money on the low end, the lowest end is what we came up with today, because as you go through it, it's going to get bigger. What's the absolute lowest value of your self-worth, your own value today is? And you're going to go home or go into another room and you're going to say, why do people love me? All three things now should give you the most amazing look at what you bring to the table all the time. You've got a honking big number. You'll have the secret sauce, and you're going to find that you have an incredibly high level of self-worth because you are all incredibly valuable. And now you're going to know it beyond the shadow of a doubt. So knowing that, it's time to shine, ladies. It's time to shine. So I want to say to you, now you can go forth confidently. Think about ways to capitalize and monetize your own worth and value. And I promise you, you are going to surprise yourself and the world that you operate within with what you come up with.
Thank you for listening to the 4AM Report. If you like what you're hearing, we'd love if you left us a 5-star review. Thank you.